I want to discuss a little bit about Shulasani Isha and Shasani Kirtsana. First, Shulasani Isha. In the last roughly 10-15 years, so a trend has been developing that there are people out there who call themselves Orthodox who say that they're not going to say Shulasani Isha anymore because it's a terrible bracha, Rahmanu Litzlan, to say something like that. That it's against women, things like that. And so they announce that they're not saying it anymore. And they do different shtick about it. So you have to know, first of all, that's not Orthodox Judaism, that's conservative Judaism. To take a bracha that's in the Gemara, that's been said for a long time, roughly 2,000 years, if not more, at least. But you don't just change things like that. It's the halacha. No one ever said to change it. No reason is to change it. And you're just changing the Torah. You're changing halacha. You're changing halacha. So to say that, oh, I respect halacha, and then just not to say this bracha it's a joke. Oh, the fundamental issue. To say Rachmana Litzlan that the Chazal had some sort of anti-women or something, Rachmana Litzlan, it's a terrible thing to say, to think. And I just wanted to read from an important article by Rabbi Moshe Avrik Shlita. It's one of the strongest articles against what's called open orthodoxy, which has now rightly been referred to as the new conservative movement. And I'll just read to you one section from his important essay. Oh. Rabbi Avrik writes as follows. If the quote-unquote chauvinistic male rabbis held women in such contempt, why then did they scrutinize the behavior of Hannah, the mother of Shmuel, to create our entire model of proper prayer before Hashem? That's number one. Why do they inform us that Sarah achieved a greater level of prophecy than Abraham? Number two. Why do they extol the heroic virtues of Rachel and Leah in raising the 12 tribes of the Jewish people, that their merit stands by Am Yisrael throughout the generations? Number three. Why do they obligate a man to, quote, honor his wife more than himself? Unquote. Number four. Why do they teach that the divine presence only rests in the home because of the woman? Number five. Why do they teach us that the entire redemption from Egypt, the seminal event in Jewish history, was due only to the righteous women of the generation? Number six. Why was the Torah offered first to the women and only then to the men? Number seven. Why do the sages teach us that the women did not participate in the sin of the golden calf, nor that of the spies? Number eight. And now bolded. Where is there the slightest indication in our Masorah or in our teachings of our sages that a woman cannot achieve the greatest levels of righteousness, holiness, and closest to Hashem by fulfilling the obligations and commandments the Torah has placed upon her? Well, Rav Avrik is explaining that those opponents of the Masorah basically are making a critical mistake, that they can't accept the concept of distinct but equal. They assume that by definition the differences between men and women reflect the fact that women are second class in the Torah hierarchy, which we know, of course, is not true, as Rabbi Avrik has explained. Now I want to discuss Shasani Kirtsono. What's the pshat of Shasani Kirtsono? I want to share two pshatim. One pshat is I heard from Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. Soloveitchik said as follows. He said that one purpose of doing mitzvahs is to bring us to a higher level, closer to Hashem. And he said as follows. He said, we know that in the future, there won't be any wars. Now, already now we know that women aren't allowed to carry guns.
Obviously, if it's pikuach nefesh, things like that. But in a normal case, they don't carry guns. So Rav Aaron used that as an example as follows. He says, women were created closer to the eschatological goals that Hashem had for mankind. And therefore, they don't need as many mitzvot as the men to achieve the goal that Hashem set out for them. They're in a sense closer already. This is what he explained. And therefore, that's the men thank Hashem that they have more mitzvot than women. And umitzei shasani kiratzono, I was made according to Hashem's will. I was made closer to Hashem's will that He wants everyone to get to, the men as well. That's the pshat that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Well, I had another pshat as follows. When men thank Hashem for more mitzvos, so here's the angle. You can view life like a maze. A person is, let's say, entering a forest, and his goal is to get to the other end of the forest. And there are signposts along the way that tell you where to turn next. So if you follow the sign, so then you'll get to the other end of the forest. So men have signs at every stop. You wake up in the morning, you go to Davin, then the next sign here, and then you have a mitzvah to learn Torah, and you mitzvah to do this, and mitzvah to put on tefillin, mitzvah to put on a talis. Men have more immediate signposts than women. And the challenge for men is to do what they have to do. But as far as knowing clearly what they're supposed to do next, for men it's relatively clear. Women is not that way. Since women have fewer mitzvot than men, and especially since women don't have the overarching, all-time-consuming mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so women don't always have it clear, cut, what to do next. Instead of having a signpost every 200 feet, it's every 2,000 feet. You can't really see where's the next sign. So women have every 2,000 feet. Well, and therefore, what happens is, men thank Hashem for the clarity, the clear cut. I know what to do next. Women talk are forced to use their intuition more. Well, to not just follow what they're supposed to do, but to figure out what they're supposed to do. Because it's not as clear cut. Well, and so a woman who doesn't have as many signposts, instead of every 100 feet, it's every 2,000 feet sometimes, she is forced to develop and use her intuition. What should I spend my time on now? It's not as clear cut. And I heard a beautiful explanation. Why did Hashem do this? Because when it comes to raising children, things aren't always clear cut. You have to use your intuition. It's unclear. A child did something wrong in school and now they're home, and how should you react? Is now the time for a hug? Is now the time to talk strongly to them? It's not always crystal clear. You sometimes need your intuition on the spot. So Hashem worked it out that women are forced to use and develop their intuition more than men, because that is crucial for raising children. And generally speaking, it's the mother who's home more in as far as making these decisions, these intuitive decisions in raising children. And that's Shehasani Kirtzono. Hashem made me the way He wants to make me, without as many mitzvot as men. So I'm forced to develop my intuition. And this helps me for my crucially important job of helping to being the primary one helping to raise the next generation of the Masorah. These are two approaches. First, this is the terrible problem, Rachmana Litzlan, of people deciding not to say a bracha that's from Chazal, Rachmana Litzlan. And B, two approaches to Shehasani Kirtzon. Okay, we'll stop here.